Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I've got the whole crew. I've got Lauren, Chris, Sharpie, and Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How's everyone doing?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. On today's show, we're going to bring you news from around Walt Disney World and the whole Disney family. So let's start. Lauren, are you ready to start us off with some cheer news?
Yes. Very exciting.
Cheer us up.
Very exciting cheer news. So the other day, Disney announced that ESPN Sports Complex is going to be opening a cheerleading venue. Apparently, they've teamed up with the Varsity Spirit to create this huge 286,000 square foot facility that will open next year sometime. There's going to have 8,000 seats, four panels. It's going to be amazing to watch the cheer competitions. Anybody that's ever gone to watch a cheer competition knows right now. And Chris, behave. Chris, you need to mute. Bad Chris. But anybody that's gone to see a cheer competition, and this is actually going to open up hopefully right before Worlds, which is the biggest competition down there. But Disney hosts so many cheer competitions and dance competitions down there that it's just going to make it that much easier to get in to see the competitions. Right now, there's people standing outside watching it on a big screen because you just can't get in to actually watch the competitions.
That's why.
And they have the Jostin Center, they have the Milk House, and then they have two tents now that they put floors into. So it's kind of spread out
intense.
All over the place. So for them to have this huge venue where they can do all of this under one roof is going to be amazing. And with the amount of people coming in for cheer and dance competitions now, it's going to be awesome. And I'm sure they're going to be able to use the space for a ton of other things, which is great.
So do they have a projected number of people they'll be able to fit in that facility?
8,000 people.
Holy guacamole. So I would imagine they'll probably use that for marathon stuff too.
They're going to use it for a lot of things, but they've actually partnered with Varsity Spirit, which is one of the big cheerleading competition organizations.
Because that was a problem they had this time, is they had severe storms move through right at the start of the marathon this year and had to get people indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't really have enough room to get all those. Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like it's a huge facility expansion, but it sounds like it's a huge for the cheer and dance community.
Sounds right. Like
and
a pyramid
also,
scheme to me.
Ha ha. It's going to also be able to have
good one, Lisa.
Six regulation basketball courts in there, six regulation volleyball courts, concerts, all different kinds of things are going to go on in there too. That's pretty cool.
Yay.
And it's going to open mid-2017. Very exciting.
See, Chris got into it. She just said, yay.
Well, we
I
could
was
do,
excited.
She's a little cheerleader.
I don't know. You might overshadow Avatar.
She's got spirit. How about you?
I do.
I'm excited.
Well, Lauren has spirits. She doesn't have spirit, but she has spirits.
I do have spirits, definitely.
Yes.
Cheers.
In her, I believe you should trademark. I think you should just steal Disney's trademark on that Mickey wine glass, because that's your.
This is my Mickey wine glass.
It is exactly.
And you can't get this anymore.
Can you not?
No,
don't
it's vintage
it.
Now. I had two. I dropped one. Well, actually, my mom dropped one.
Oh, throw her under the bus.
So very, very exciting news in the cheer world. I'm excited.
All right.
So, when is this again?
Middle of next year. So my daughters will get to compete there, not next February, but the following February.
Mm.
If they're still cheerleaders by then.
Really?
It's in their blood.
Oh, you never know. A year and a half of high school, a lot can change.
Yeah, I don't know.
What if they want to go to Avatar Land instead?
Mm-hmm.
Because it'll be opening up. It's
what if
be,
they decide what if, to get like...
What if they want to be blue?
What if they want to get tattoos and ride motorcycles?
Mm-hmm. What if I get another glass of wine? Because y'all stressing me out.
We love you, Lauren.
All right. We're going to go over to the Beach Club Resort with Chris Wood.
Okay, so right now, you know that you could probably go over to the Grand Floridian and have tea over there. And I guess that was so successful that Disney decided to extend that to another resort. And starting February 11th, just select dates, you can have tea at Disney's Beach Club Resort in the Crescent Solarium. And those dates are the 11th through the 14th, so in time for Valentine's, and then the 18th through the 21st of February. And then there's a few dates in March, May, June, and September. All total, it's only about 30 days. So the prices are going to run between $30 and $60.
Not bad.
No, not bad. And if you know where this is, and we were just talking about it, it used to be an area at Beach Club. If you, there's no actual seating area for their quick service location. So people would usually walk down the hall and go into this nice big open area. And you can also just kind of sit in there during the day. I think there's a television in there, and I guess they probably won't have that in there during the tea, but, I don't know, no word yet if it's still going to be open. You know, just so people can go in during off hours. Cause at the Grand Floridian, of course, that area is shut off. You can't just go in there and sit, when they're not serving tea. But some of the things on the menu, you know, all kinds of varieties of tea, types of beers, wine, and sandwiches and little desserts.
They have those little triangle shaped sandwiches with no crust.
Yes, they do.
Petite like sandwiches. Mm-hmm.
Scones.
Canapes. How do you say it?
Canapes.
What are those?
So they're like the little sandwiches.
Oh, that's they go outside canapes? Your window to block the sun.
Canapes. That's it.
They do call them. They're called canapes. It's just like can of peas.
Oh, canapes.
So I think if I were going to pay that kind of money for a tea, I'd still rather do it at the Grand Floridian.
Hmm. Yeah.
But maybe if you can't get into the Grand Floridian,
are you saying that the Beach Club isn't your cup of tea?
It's totally not. No, I actually think I love that little area. Although my daughter once projectile vomited in there, so I can't really think of that. I swear to God, it was not good. And then this lady yelled
at
us.
Is there some place your kids haven't projectile vomited?
Not really, but yeah. And I was all by myself, so it was me and three little kids. Well, this was like last year, and she did that. And yeah, that wasn't good. And then we couldn't get anyone to come down and help us clean it up. So,
Oh, I do like this. The Short Sands Beach Tea, ages 3 to 9. You get Mickey shaped tea sandwiches,
but they won't let you have that.
Well, that's not fair.
What?
No, they're not going to let you have the kid tea and take up that space. You got to order the adult tea, lady.
But that's really cute.
That is cute.
You just send your kid and go to the park.
Maybe they'll make me Mickey shaped ones.
Maybe.
Maybe get like a cookie cutter and make some at home.
Have any of you ever done the tea at Grand Floridian?
I have.
Was it good?
I liked it.
No, I signed up to do it, and then Sophie didn't want to do it.
Oh, Terry and I did it. It was we really enjoyed it. We had a good time.
This is cute. They have a dark tea for children. It's chocolate milk.
Cute.
Yeah. Mommy, see, when I had tea, though, I had champagne.
This dark tea that cost me $38 tastes like chocolate milk, Mommy.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Huh. Well, and okay. So some of us, and in fact, the person who sent me the information remarked, you know, this is just another example of taking some space and making some money. So, but I don't know. I think it's kind of cute.
Exactly.
Well, I think it's giving people experiences, and honestly, people going there are always looking for experiences, especially the people that go like us, that go time and time again. You're always looking for that new thing to do.
That's true.
Well, and you know, I have to say that as snarky as I was about the whole dessert party on the ferry boat, I mentioned that to someone and they were like, oh my gosh, that's the best idea. So,
you know,
there's a lid for every pot.
I got very excited over the weekend because I took Rich to Tutto Gusto for lunch in Epcot. And he had never been in there. He didn't even know it was there. And he was so excited.
Are you being sarcastic?
Seriously, he loved it. He thought it was great. So, you know, it was a good thing.
That's good.
Okay, Lauren, we're going to keep it with you talking.
Uh-oh. That's never good.
Uh-huh. Well, you've got a lot of reviews because you were just there. So tell us about Skipper's Canteen.
Oh, okay. So Skipper's Canteen, I snuck away for dinner by myself one night and I called Chris and made her talk to me while I ate.
You did. It was awesome.
Did you have a table for one?
I did. I got a table for one.
Like you need
and a Wi-Fi connection for two.
And Chris was with me. Because I didn't want to ship on myself.
What did you order, Chris?
I just
falafel.
I was doing the dishes while she called. She called. I was like, oh, thank God. Someone to talk to during my daily drudgery. Even if it is just Lauren.
So I walked in. I walked up at like 6:30 and it was pouring out. So one would think it would be crowded in there. Nope, not crowded at all. Got seated right away. The restaurant was more than half empty. It did start to fill up a little bit before I left, but it was still, there was still plenty of open seats. And I had the Falls Family Falafel, which was really, really good. I would actually go there and just eat that next time, probably with a salad, maybe. It was excellent. And then for my entree, I did the Skip's Mac and Cheese, which is like a spice ground beef, like a noodle. I can't even just, it's like the squiggly noodles, pasta
like
with
corkscrew?
Like a corkscrew type one. And Chris, you're going to make fun of me. I know it. Bechamel sauce served with
bechamel.
That was okay. It wasn't great. I ate probably 25% of it. It was very filling and very heavy. So, but it was okay. It wouldn't be, I don't think I'd order it again. I think that there was definitely stuff on there you can dumb down for a picky eater like me. Like I think if I went back there, I'd probably get the chicken, the marinated chicken breast. But it was okay. It was good. I think that they need to put a little bit more basic food on here because you do have families going in there and you do have kids that are over the age of 9 that are eating more adult meals, and you're not going to get kids to eat this type of food. But I do think you do need a little bit more variety. And in other news with Skipper's Canteen, first of all, just let me say the service was phenomenal. The people that work there are awesome. The place, the decoration, the way it looks was fabulous. I loved it. Which I think is what Chris said too when she saw it.
Yeah, definitely.
But in the news with Skipper's, they're going to be testing same day reservations for a limited time later this month. It's going to run from February 12th to the 27th, and reservations can be made at jungleskippercanteen.com or by calling 407-993-1933. They're not saying whether or not they're going to go to full reservations, but they are doing a test on same day reservations. So if you want to get in, I don't really know why you would need a same day reservation when you can just literally walk up.
But is it something like, you know, you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, I'm going to the Magic Kingdom. So you can just call and make a reservation for some time during that day. Is that basically the idea?
Okay. Like they're trying to do. Yeah.
Okay. I kind of like that actually.
Yeah, I do too, because I do like the idea. Here's what I really think Disney needs to do, honestly. I think they need to hold back a certain number of reservations per hour for walk-ups at every restaurant.
Absolutely.
I think that would be the best way to solve their situation with ADRs.
Having every single restaurant on property that is reservation status, booking every available table, every available hour.
Right.
Leaves. I mean, are they going to have some marginal reservation loss? Possibly, but I doubt it. I mean, you constantly see people walking up to the podium asking for a same day reservation and sorry,
away. Yep.
Not taking anyone. Yeah.
Yep. But, and now here's the thing that happens with that. They do lose revenue. Yes. They can charge the person $10 for not showing, but they could have had a full meal there. But with that walk-up,
very true.
You know, meanwhile, they have empty tables and it's not doing anything. You know, like Rich and I actually had a reservation at the Boathouse and I was able to call and switch it to a reservation inside Epcot that day because we just decided at the last minute we didn't want to go to Disney Springs and we wound up going to, we just wanted to eat in Epcot. And I didn't really care where we ate. We actually wound up eating at Coral Reef. which, by the way, is a total hit or miss restaurant, because in October it was fabulous and this time it was eh.
Did you go for lunch or dinner?
We went for dinner. The last time I ate there in October, it was wonderful. And this time service was great. We actually got a seat right by the aquarium, which was wonderful. But the food was just, and I ordered the same thing I ordered in October. So it's not like I tried something new.
Yeah.
But it was, I was a little disappointed.
We've eaten there three or four times and it's been great every time we've been.
Yeah, normally for me too. But now I'm wondering if it's a hit or miss restaurant. But
what'd you have?
I had the steak.
Shocking.
I know.
The
at
steak.
A seafood restaurant.
It's a seafood restaurant. Yes.
Always.
That's what you
I
do.
Love the seafood. Although we did.
And all the fish are like, yay, she ordered the steak. Ooh,
that's
good
why the
for
sharks
you.
Kept coming by us. They were applauding me.
Yes.
I saw that.
Like, ooh.
But we did try the clam fondue.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
That was no crab fondue.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Clam fondue. Yeah. Clam.
Dip them in the chocolate or in the cheese.
Well, in general, you don't want clams in cheese. That's pretty gross.
What's up with that? It might be a recipe. No, but that was very good. That was tasty.
Interesting.
Mm.
Try the clam fondue.
Yummy.
It's how special.
It's you have to. It's not on the menu. You have to ask for it. You just be persistent. They'll give it. They'll get you some clam fondue.
Just ask for the Lauren special.
Yeah.
Ugh. No thanks. All right. Speaking of yummy seafood and crab and clams and anyway, Chris Wood.
Well,
Fulton's.
The big news is the Fulton's is getting a refurbishment.
Yay!
Ooh.
Yay!
Are we excited about this?
I was never there.
No, I've never been there.
I've never been there either.
You and I almost ate there once, remember?
Yes. I have a client. He goes there every single time and he doesn't do the dining plan. But that's his splurge. He loves going there.
You used to go to the lounge. I used to go to the lounge a lot when it was Empress Lily.
Did you really?
The lounge was the hidden gem when you were a cast member. They had a guy who played the piano and
I didn't know anything about it.
You didn't go?
I was pretty cool.
No, we went.
You were out of the loop on that one.
You could go to the lounge and there was a guy, did the piano and sang and impressions and jokes or whatever. And you ordered a couple drinks and.
Oh my God, really? Because see, when I was 25 years old, that was totally like I wanted to go see a guy play a piano and do impressions.
All the people, you have to leave comments or post on Facebook. So I can't remember. Everybody knows. It's like everybody who went to the Adventurers Club.
Right.
And then it was because it was owned by Disney at the time. And then it went to a third party and the entertainment went away and it changed. So I haven't been back since. But yes.
Yeah, interesting fact about Fulton's, it is one of the highest grossing restaurants in the entire country.
Wow.
What?
Last year, Fulton's raked in about $21 million.
Wow.
It is one of the highest grossing restaurants. So it is going to be closed for 6 months as part of this renovation. So with all the changes coming to Disney Springs, Fulton's is operated by the Levy restaurant group. So they must have some pretty big refurb plans for a 6 month refurb. With a restaurant that's making that much money.
Yeah. They said they had to lay off everybody.
Wow. Yeah, like 214 people. Now, let me ask you a question. I know that, for example, when, when California Grill was closed for refurbishment, all of those cast members went elsewhere. Are the people at Fulton's not cast members and that's why they don't?
Nope. It's okay. A third, because it's operated by just like T-Rex and Rainforest. Those are all operated by third party.
It's confusing though because they actually have Disney name tags.
If you notice, I believe there's a difference in their name tags. I may be incorrect about that, but I know the vendors that you see at Downtown Disney will have a different colored name tag.
Okay,
but it's still the same shape as a Disney name tag. But I've never specifically seen the one at Fulton's, but those restaurants are not operated by Disney. So, but yeah, $21.2 million annually is what that restaurant grosses.
I wonder what their signature items are besides crab. Because maybe we should actually.
That's it. That's the only thing on the menu.
And clams.
And steak.
Clam fondue. Is really great.
That's going to be their specialty.
You know, Lauren's going to be very upset when they decide to make clam fondue and it's a big hit. She's going to want royalties.
Think of how you would make clam fondue.
Like fondue.
I'm actually Googling it. Is there clam fondue recipe out there? I just found out today there was a recipe for salted caramel cheesecake dip. Ooh. So there's got to be a recipe for crab fondue.
I wouldn't know what salted caramels taste like.
Mm. Well, I won't be making caramels for a while. Sorry. Oh my God. It exists. Oh, wait, no. Yes.
All right.
No.
Sharpie, we're going to go over to you.
The Circle of Life Theater. I really will go to my grave thinking that Disney has closed the Circle of Life Theater at Epcot in the Land Pavilion due to the survey about Epcot that they sent me at the end of our January trip.
That was a
nice
creepy survey.
Sharpie.
So if you're glad that movie is out of the way and that trashed, dated, ripped up theater is off the eyes of the public, then you can thank me. If you loved the Circle of Life movie and you saw it every time, sorry, but we're hoping something new is coming. Kind of unannounced, they closed the Circle of Life theater this week. It happened on February 8th. So
I would have gone to see it if I knew it was the last time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that way you could get the gum stuck on your foot and sit in a theater seat that was kind of half broken. But
you ruined it, yeah. Sharpie.
Yeah, I know. Sorry,
everyone.
Lauren. But honestly, the film was dated in the worst of ways. It was really not only was the film dated, but I mean just the technology that they used. Was terribly dated. The message was nice. Conservation message, you know, can't go wrong there. Disney's big on conservation, but for crying out loud, it was a 70mm film. I mean, in the age of digital, everything, and whenever you walked in, the sculpted carpet on the walls of the waiting area was enough to say this should have been left in the 70s. This park opened in the 80s. What happened? But yeah, so the Circle of Life environmental fable movie no longer in the Land Pavilion. Hopefully there are some brighter days ahead for Epcot, because there's a lot of stuff that's kind of shuttered.
Well, I'm going to play right off of that, and I'm going to let you know some more things that are going away at Epcot. Womp womp. So we've got some characters that are leaving Epcot. Over in France, we've got Aurora that's leaving. Is she in France?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yep, she was in
I'm picturing
France.
Her over by the garden past the, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's over there, and she won't be anymore. After next week, she's leaving Epcot. You can still probably find her occasionally over at Akershus. And that's the character dining over in Norway, but she is leaving France. Also leaving Epcot, over at the character spot, you used to be able to see Chip and Dale. You won't be able to see Chip and Dale over there.
Oh, they're hard to come by. Oof.
Well, they tend to hang out. Oh, shush. They tend to hang out outside.
Everywhere.
Yeah. They're to the right of it.
They're chipmunks. Yeah. You can see them everywhere. Mm-hmm.
They belong outside.
They do. They need
their
sunshine.
But I like that spot. There was never a long line for them there.
Right. And so they got a lot of attention over there. So they're leaving the character spot, but they're not necessarily leaving Epcot. Also leaving are going to be Pooh and Tigger.
Which, by the way, never knew they were there.
I did.
We used to go and see them all the time.
Oh, are they in the back of the UK?
In the UK.
The only reason
I knew they were there.
Only reason I know they're back there is because of the Kim Possible and the Perry the Platypus adventures that take you back.
And we went back there and we were like, oh my gosh, there's a character.
Yeah.
Or we were looking for a bathroom once, I think, for our kids, and we stumbled across it.
No, I never get past Mary Poppins and Alice over there.
That's it.
So anyway, they used to be at the back of the UK pavilion, and they're leaving Epcot altogether. So if you want to see Pooh and Tigger, you need to go over to the Magic Kingdom to see them. Mm. And then this one, I think, is a big deal. The next one is a sign of the times. Things are moving along. Darth Vader is not going to be over at the
Launch Bay.
Yeah, he'll still be involved with the Jedi Academy, but Darth Vader is going to go away from the Launch Bay, and he's going to be replaced by Kylo Ren.
What?
When's his last day? Does it say when his last day is?
I believe it may have already taken place.
Kylo Ren photos that people are getting.
I think it's done.
He looks like
I think it's a good idea.
I don't know.
Because Kylo Ren is kind of a little more, like, it's kind of more interesting right now. I mean, Darth Vader is always going to be a classic they can kind of bring out, but I think I want to meet Kylo Ren.
What's Kylo Ren wearing?
It's like his black outfit. I mean,
what is that?
I was there on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go in. I walked through Launch Bay just to see it, but I wanted to actually go and meet Darth Vader because I knew he was leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But I was with my sister-in-law, my niece, and everybody, and my niece didn't want to wait. So,
Did you see where you can't put your arm? You can't touch Kylo Ren. Like, you can't be like, hey, I'm taking a picture with Kylo Ren.
Isn't that kind of like Oprah?
Can you not touch Oprah?
Oprah doesn't like to be touched in general.
Howie Mandel.
You can't touch Howie Mandel either.
Oh, wait. So. Chris doesn't like it either.
An MC Hammer.
Look at the company you're in.
Can't touch this.
Why would anyone want to touch Howie Mandel?
I don't know.
He's funny.
I don't know. Maybe Howie Mandel is Darth Vader. Or Kylo Ren.
Or Kylo Ren.
Could be.
Yes.
It could be. Well, he dressed up as that one guy, Chris. That little creatures or something.
I don't know. We're way
little monsters.
There we go.
My new name for Chris, Kylo Ren.
That's fine. There are worse things.
Well, I thought Kylo Ren looked awesome in the movie, but then I see people taking picture with him in this weird looking little mask and this kind of like ninja looking outfit.
He looks like that in the movie too.
Does he look good?
I need to go see the movie.
He's Kylo Ren. I mean, the whole point of Kylo Ren is that he's kind of a wimp underneath that costume, right? Mm. I mean, you know, so if you look at the costume in the movie, his shoulders are kind of narrow.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little hunched over, not like Darth Vader. You know, Darth Vader's all like walking around like he's the big man.
Yes.
But Kylo Ren is kind of hunched over. That's the whole point. Maybe I'm reading too much into it.
I guess. Wow.
I've
okay. Anyways.
Times.
Wow. So some characters might be leaving.
Well, characters are leaving and have left.
And have left. Okay.
And a lot of those are the last day of February 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So much lots for of changes it. To characters.
No love for character.
Coming down the road.
Yep. Okay, Sharpie. We're going to you and some more bye-byes. Villains.
Yeah. Club Villain, which is currently taking taking place at Hollywood Studios, a special ticketed event, kind of after hours at Hollywood Studios. And currently you can book it through the end of February, but not beyond. Interestingly enough, also taking place in that same area, which is located at the end of Sunset Boulevard, is Club Disney. And Club Disney is Gonzo as well. So very interesting that this brand new facility that they have built, the Sunset Showcase at Disney's Hollywood Studios, is going to be sitting empty. At least they haven't announced anything for it yet. But
maybe
Club
they're
Disney,
moving Chip and Dale over there.
That's nuts, Steve.
From Epcot.
Stop squirreling around. Get back to the show.
Oh boy.
Yeah, let's keep going.
And there it is.
This could go nowhere fast. So I'll get back on track. But yeah, so Disney's doing some crazy stuff. I mean, normally they give fans months advance notice, even for the closure of snack carts, but here they're closing bigger attractions and with no notice whatsoever.
I would like to complain that I did not get notified when they closed that cinnamon pretzel cart.
You didn't get a notification?
Well,
I did not. The memo was lost.
Have you seen the new churro ice cream sandwiches, though?
Ooh. Oh, God.
Oh, I've seen those out in Disneyland.
No. Yes, yeah, they look disgusting.
They now have churro Mickey. Are they Mickey shaped or just round? I saw a picture earlier today, but I can't remember. But yeah, so it's like a churro sandwich with ice cream in the middle. So
no,
which
no,
by the way, I missed the snack show we did a while back. Jesse and I tried a couple new snacks on our trip in January, and one was the cheeseburger egg roll or cheeseburger spring roll in Frontierland, or not Frontierland, excuse me, but Adventureland. Mm-hmm. Pretty tasty. It was kind of a cool snack. You get two in the order. We each had one, but And actually, the calorie count wasn't too bad.
Is that at the kiosk that's right across from Pico's Bills?
No, it is over in Adventureland. It is right across from the Tiki Room.
Mm. Oh, so I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. It was actually pretty good.
Because a cheeseburger egg roll, I mean, why wouldn't you want to try that?
That sounds right. Horrible.
And I think that like it was under 200 calories for each one.
Good. I'll have three.
Yeah. But yeah, and like the only thing that I'm not a mustard person, and that like you had a little bit of a mustard flavor in it, but it wasn't too bad. It was kind of a nice snack because with our eating the we didn't do the dining plan this time. We did like one bigger meal each day, but just kind of snacked our way through the rest of the day. It was a nice snack. So pretty tasty. But yeah, so whatever's taking place over at Hollywood Studios, I'm not liking this that they just built this facility and now it's going to be standing empty. Mm-hmm. They haven't announced anything for it.
Well, so. You just sure did.
Who knows what's coming?
It's a surprise.
Who knows what's coming?
You Lots know what? It's probably going to be their permanent area to do dessert parties.
That absolutely, I can see that because you're very close to Fantasmic.
Yep.
Right around the corner. So yeah, I can easily
see
that.
And then they're indoors, right?
Yeah. It's all completely indoor. They have a lot invested in the digital projection technology that's in there. Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that they could do with that space. Well, they designed it to be a very flexible indoor space. So it's pretty much a blank canvas.
It's sad because you just did the Villains Party and we just put that show
awesome.
Up and
it was really cool.
And we gave it good reviews and now it's already going to be shuttered.
Yeah. It had good reviews everywhere.
Yeah.
You have to wonder, you have to wonder if they always knew it was a very limited thing or if something happened or they weren't making the kind of money they needed to make. So they decided to bow out.
Or if they did it as a test for something at Downtown Disney, which is what I said in the review, that's what I had heard.
Hmm.
Could be. You never know what they're up to.
That's a thing. You never
they
know.
They always have a plan and it always works out.
And they've always got cards.
It does.
Yep.
Well, we are up to the end of the show.
Oh, Lisa.
Sorry.
You snuck that one in on us. Jeez.
That was so fast.
I didn't
even get
a little bit of a warning from Steve. But
I'm like Disney. I don't warn you on what's coming.
Gosh.
I'm just going to close things down and you guys will have to deal with it. So, I would like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. And if you enjoy listening to the shows, you can find us over at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. You can download our shows there. If you have comments that you want to send us, or if you have questions, we'll be happy to answer those. Send those over to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mousechat.